Welcome to myhealthandliving.com, Natural Remedies for Life. Hello, I'm Healthy Dave. It's all about natural health measures for a healthy lifestyle, along with alternative remedies to help you avoid sickness, heal your ailments, and maintain a youthful state. And we go on about the seven principles of health, including sun care. And by eating the right balance, fruits and vegetables within your daily lifestyle, we believe you can negate the need for over 90% of medicines and treatments today. And sun care is one of the things which is very, very prominent in today's world because of the old saying of melanoma can kill you. And today we have a very special guest. He is known as Mr. Sun Care. He also has a radio show, KSJO 92.3 in San Jose. And he is also the founder of PureSunscreen.com. So I'd like to welcome Michael Russ to the show.
Thank you so much, David. I really am happy to be here.
It's really good having you, actually. Now, I noticed that your philosophy on sun care seems to align very well with our principles of health. So I'd like to talk to you further about that and get your thoughts, if I can.
Thank you. Absolutely. Shoot away.
Okay. Firstly, I'd like to ask, well, what brought you into this controversial topic? What made you pursue this?
I've maintained pretty much a natural lifestyle. I'm not a person who's totally, you know, gone off to one side or another. I kind of stay towards the middle. But there's certain things that I haven't done in the last 30 years. Eat fast food, drink soft drinks, things of that nature. I just kind of have an awareness of what was good for me as I was getting older and what wouldn't be, you know, later on. Mm-hmm. And I ran across a sample of this product, a sun care product, about 6-7 years ago called Melonsol. And it intrigued me because being African American, I don't wear sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
However, I can tell you firsthand that when I went to Hawaii the last time, about 4 or 5 years ago, I did burn on my chest and stomach by being outside for about 4 hours, lying down reading a magazine. So it intrigued me because in the 70s, I didn't burn. So I called this gentleman up. His name is Peter Zahner, and we had this conversation. And I learned some things then that I didn't really know. Since then, in the last 6 years, in conversations with him and some studies and other things, I have learned, I don't know, 100 times more than what I didn't know. And sun care, sunscreen in general, is a very, very complicated topic that is boiled down, that's been boiled down to the industry to a number, SPF, you know, 2 to 100.
Yes.
So, and people really think they know about sunscreen, and they really don't.
Mm.
What I found out shocked the heck out of me. So that's kind of how I got about to where I am right now. I'm just, you know, continue learning every day, and every day I learn something new, and I try to help others understand how sunscreens work and really how toxic they absolutely are and how unnecessary in many cases they are.
Mm-hmm. That certainly aligns with our thoughts as well. And in fact, being one of the principles of health, and that is that sunshine is actually good for you in correct doses and certainly in the correct times of day as well, where sun cream seems to be taking away that principle of health, that vitamin D intake, certainly, which helps many, many other chemical reactions within the body. It seems like we've gone skewed right out to the left and said that the sun is all of a sudden bad.
Yeah, they demonize the sun like crazy. And it's something that I come to find out. I've been, a lot of ideas I had about the sun in my life have been really blown out of the water as well. And some of the latest, the most current knowledge about vitamin D and how healthy it is. Let me tell you what Dr. Mitch Fleischer told me.
Mm-hmm.
He was a radio guest a month ago. He said that vitamin D was more effective at preventing colds and flu this last season, 2012-2013, than a flu shot. As a matter of fact, he went on to say, point blank, the flu shot was useless, a useless waste of millions of dollars.
Yes.
And I said, really? And he said, yeah. So he went on to tell me, basically, that, you know, vitamin D, of course, what people don't know is that it's a steroid hormone that your body makes naturally.
Mm.
It's not a vitamin. It's something that is misclassified as that. So so people think, oh, I could just take a pill and get it. Well, there's some distinct differences and between vitamin D we get from the sun and vitamin D we get from pill form, from yes. supplements taken orally. And this distinctive difference is more and more dramatic the more I learn. It's incredible. And sunscreen plays an active part in preventing the process of vitamin D synthesization in our bodies. And what my mission in life to do is to help people understand that it's a subjective thing to everyone. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different skin tone. Everybody reacts to the sun differently. It's not a one swipe of the brush and everything. Everybody gets the same level of vitamin D. It's a function of understanding that you have a relationship with this incredibly healthy resource we call the sun.
Hmm.
And it does a lot more for us than we or the medical community gives it credit for. And my feeling on that is simply because the pharmaceutical community has not been able to synthesize vitamin D3 yet. And it's very interesting. The vitamin D3 that we make, the steroid hormone that we make, that we synthesize by exposure to sunlight and UVB light, is a function of something very, very, very important in our bodies. It is stored by our bodies. It is as opposed to pill form, which is, when taken orally, only good for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Your body stores it. It travels all over the body, okay, versus pill form, which does not. It is actually used by every aspect. Now, here's the interesting thing. Vitamin D couples with your cell, your cells of your body, skin and the other cells of your body, and it delivers to the cell what it needs to remain healthy. The most interesting thing here is that that has not been able to be synthesized by the pharmaceutical community. So when people are out there using sunscreen, they're preventing UVB light from helping their body, helping their body use UVB light to synthesize vitamin D. And the sunscreen SPF is directly related to the amount of UVB light that we can effectively filter.
Yes.
Because that's what the SPF is, sun protection factor, okay, at measurement.
Well, it sounds like we're really doing ourselves more damage than good, and we're heading down a path where one day, I suppose, other ailments and other sicknesses will take over because we haven't properly maintained our body in the first place because of the sun.
Oh, that's definitely true. And I think the extent to which vitamin D deficiency is affecting our bodies over time is still yet to be determined. What is being bandied about, obviously, is the effect that it can have on our immune system most immediately.
Yes.
Because some of these things, you know, you just can't see. If you don't get a cold this season or a flu this season, and you're in the midst of people who do have colds and flu, and you're vitamin D levels are high, it's likely, more than likely, almost guaranteed that you're not going to get sick. Your body has ammunition to fight for you, for your health.
Yes.
But over the long haul with disease, you never know. You know, I mean, cancer is something that's still being studied. Nobody knows exactly. There's no silver bullet. What we do know, and what I can tell you for sure based on studies that I've read, is that sunscreens that contain chemical active ingredients. There are 15 chemical active ingredients that have been approved by the FDA for use in the United States. These chemicals do more harm to your body than good.
Yes.
And if everybody knew just two things about these chemicals, just two. The first is that they are they create free radicals. They actually help oxidize your skin. Well, this is the very thing that people actually wear sunscreen to avoid.
Yes.
Right? Your skin aging is oxidation. It's oxidative damage.
Mm.
So they generate oxidants on your skin, free radicals, also referred to as reactive oxygen species. They generate them. This has been shown in studies at UC Riverside.
Wow.
The second thing that these chemicals do is they've been proven that 1-2% of these chemicals enter your bloodstream when you put them on your skin. They soak into your skin.
Yes.
These chemicals don't lay on top of your skin. They soak in.
Well, the skin is the biggest organ, isn't it? It sucks everything in.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's and they put it all, and you're told generously slather or in some cases, the most ridiculous concept, spray these things all over you, And guess what? That stuff is just, I mean, here's the interesting paradox, and I know that you're very much into health. I think overall, we're into mind, body, spirit, health here. We're talking about everything. And
yes,
when you're talking about eating healthy, the paradox that I talk about most is the paradox between people who are eating healthy. They're turning to organic. They're turning to natural. They're avoiding boxes, box food, processed food. And then they turn around and go to the sunscreen aisle and get, I don't know, the sunscreen they just saw on television, an SPF 70,
yep,
which has a concentration of chemical active ingredients of about 37%. And these are over-the-counter drugs, and then they slather them all over their body. Now, you're avoiding infinitesimal amounts of pesticides only to turn around and put high percentages of actual percentages of these things on your body's largest organ. They go into your body, and they cause God knows what.
Yes, right.
Well, we do know they damage skin cells, they disrupt hormone activity, and they can also, the other ingredients in there, the colorings and fragrances and other things can disrupt endocrine systems, cause allergies from the synthetic preservatives. I mean, it goes on and on and on, Dave. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just crazy. But there are alternatives. I mean, nature's always had held the key to making your skin remain healthy. And obviously we know in Native cultures, Native American cultures, third world cultures around the country, Indian cultures, we know that chemicals have not been, you know, they didn't turn to chemicals. They didn't go to create a laboratory to try and remain balanced with the sun. There are ways of doing it. Anti-inflammatory ingredients that safely reflect the sun, like zinc and titanium dioxide,
yes,
act totally different. So that's pretty much where what I do is try to help people understand the differences so that they can make effective, smart choices when it comes to their relationship with the sun.
Well, it certainly sounds like we're singing from the same hymn book here, because through our life, and I've certainly noticed this over the past 5 years in my own life, that turning, if I can say, all natural, I'm trying to avoid, I certainly don't have fast foods and those takeaways and those sorts of things, in ingesting them that way, but also the chemicals we put on our bodies, like underarm deodorants, like sun creams, if we avoid those things with high toxicity levels, with high aluminium and aluminium, however you might say aluminium, different accents
aluminium,
here.
Aluminium, aluminium, yeah.
Yeah, all those things really contribute to other leading causes of disease like Alzheimer's and memory losses and those sorts of things in the future anyway.
I think you're absolutely spot on, yes.
Yeah, so it's got to be a holistic approach. And with the sun care and sun creams that we put on, we have to be very careful. So what I've found very difficult here in Australia, and I no doubt in other Western parts of the society as well, that if you go to the supermarket to go and try and buy some natural sun creams or sun creams, it's very difficult to find some. And we have found one with some zinc oxides in it and some titanium dioxides as well, some grape seed extracts and some coconut oils as well. But the majority of the sun creams out there just don't cut it. They're just like full of names which you cannot even pronounce. And it's very scary.
That's true. And here's the main thing. If you think about it, it's absolute base, you know, the basis of putting sunscreen on is supposedly to thwart skin aging, to help prevent the sunburn that can lead to the non-melanoma skin cancer, okay?
Mm.
I'm not talking about melanoma because it's already been proven by a British study that melanoma, that sunscreen, that sun exposure really has nothing to do with the development of melanoma. Absolutely none whatsoever. As a matter of fact, the opposite is correct. UVB light, building your immune system through vitamin D and exposure to UVB light is actually can help prevent melanoma and other cancers and disease.
Yes.
So that's all kind of crazy. But people, these ingredients slathering this toxicity on your skin. Sunscreens. The reason I focus on sunscreen, and I do wholly believe in the fact that what you're saying with regard to deodorants, shaving creams and lotions, toothpaste, mouthwash, all these things that we use on a daily basis, they have toxicity associated with them that's absolutely insane when it comes when you start to look at the ingredients on the back label.
Yeah.
There are two ingredients. There are a couple of very, I don't know, 30 letter long or greater, very, very inexpensive preservatives that are used in sunscreen and moisturizers and things of that nature that cause contact dermatitis, which is severe contact dermatitis on the skin.
Mm.
And some people, after a while, I encounter people all the time that says, well, I use these things for years. All of a sudden, I can't use them anymore. Well, I think that's a clue. That's your body trying to tell you
yes.
that it can no longer take the chemicals, toxicity that you're you know, putting on your body's largest organ.
Yeah, enough is enough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to break out.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about something because this is an overall health plan, and we're big on antioxidants. And what I started to say earlier was that antioxidants are the key to helping prevent skin damage, non-melanoma skin cancer. Certainly, that's direct. If you want to have non-deadly skin cancer, if you want to avoid non-melanoma skin cancer, what you need to do is you need to focus on antioxidants inside, internally.
Yes.
There are many things. Blueberries are one of the highest concentrations of antioxidants that you can ingest.
Yes.
That you can eat. There's lycopene, those vegetables and fruits.
The red.
Rich in lycopene.
Yes, with lots of red in them.
Watermelon. Right, so... that you can you need to focus on taking strong antioxidants. There's astaxanthin, which is red sea algae from Hawaii, very potent as an antioxidant internally that you can take. And there's another gentleman who invented something else that's sort of a natural antioxidant combination. But we focus on with Melonsol, which is the sunscreen, the natural all natural sunscreen I represent. I do so because Peter Zahner invented a system of antioxidants. It's different than anything else. It's a whole, it's an innovative concept. If you put antioxidants on your skin, the free radicals that form on your skin in the sun, and people with very fair skin, when they're getting red, that's an overaccumulation of free radicals,
yeah.
unstable molecules that destroy skin cells.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a sunscreen or a moisturizer that contains high amounts, high concentrations of these natural bioactive antioxidants, you are giving yourself a head start. You're giving your body the ability to balance in the sun. Now, how this falls into place with vitamin D is, the whole goal here is to use common sense and actually avoid sunscreen when necessary.
Yes.
This is really the bottom line. I don't care if it's natural or chemical. If you're using sunscreen in 20 and 30 concentrations of SPF, and you're using them all the time, the thing I find most often is that people really don't need 20 or 30 when they're using them. Their doctor has told them to use 30, and it's also an indication that you're subjecting your skin, if it's for recreation, you're subjecting your skin to much more sun exposure than is necessary.
Yeah.
And that's a sign of that. So on a daily basis, antioxidants are the key, internal and external, but there's really, up to now, been no really potent, powerful antioxidant combination that could, you know, help you with other anti-inflammatory and nourishing and conditioning ingredients that could help your skin maintain some balance, free radical balance on topically. And that's kind of why I really promote Melonsol. It's a great product, and for those people who want an alternative, that's pretty much where, and try it, they're there. And my goal in life is to simply have them use moisturizer or SPF 10.
Yes.
Limit the amount of SPF, because you're not in the sun as much. Now, let me ask you something. Where are you in Australia?
We're on the East Coast, actually, right near the Sunshine Coast, which is have the beautiful beaches in the world. So everyone strips off down to bikinis and shorts and goes for a dip almost all year round.
Well, that's fantastic. We were finding that, discussing a conversation I had with Peter Zahner, the inventor of Melonsol the other day, we were talking about, and this is the real key. We're gonna come up with a skeleton protocol for vitamin D, for synthesizing vitamin D from the sun.
Right.
Skeleton protocol based on current studies, and one of the current studies is showing that Peter was saying, well, down in Naples, Florida, where I live,
mm-hmm.
Which is closer to Key West, about an hour, 2 hours from Key West.
Right.
Giving you an example, it's about Key West is not the southernmost point for the United States. It's Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
The south tip of the Big Island, latitude, longitude-wise, it's actually closer to the equator. So where you are, you're experiencing a different kind of UV light, UVA, UVB light. It's a bit more intense.
Yes, now, that's right.
We were talking, you might be able to answer a question for me, because we were discussing this today. I don't know much about Australian skin cancer or sun care facts, but what is the prevalent skin cancer, if you can answer this question, down in Australia, where you live? What's the prevalent, non-melanoma or melanoma?
It is melanoma, aside from the basal cells as well, which a lot of people have everywhere.
Basal and squamous, right.
That's right, but it's mostly the melanoma, and they say that is the second highest killer here in Australia.
Well, the question then would be, if everybody's stripping down and getting at least an hour and a half or two of sun a day,
yes,
and it's sunny most of the time, and we're talking about Australia, which is a very, very large continent. I mean, it's large. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about just the area where you are. There are other areas that don't experience the kind of weather you have. Am I correct?
Absolutely. We've got some areas which barely see the sun.
And what would be interesting to find out is what the melanoma rates are in those areas. Because here, evidently, melanoma rates in New York City are slightly higher than other parts of the country. And it makes sense, because with all of the tall buildings, your skin very rarely gets direct sun.
Yes.
That interesting?
Yes.
So there's a long way to go with this discussion. But what is something that we do know is that people need to start making more of their lives chemical-free.
Mm.
That we know for sure. What we ingest, what we put on our skin, sunscreen is just a component. And then we have to approach the sun commonsensically and say, look, if I have fair skin and I burn just at a whisper, then I need to find a way to engage with the sun and get my vitamin D without experiencing sun damage. This is through internal and external antioxidants.
Yes.
Not SPF necessarily. SPF can come into it, but you might, if it allows you, if an SPF 20, which reflects 95% of sunlight, of UVP rays, and only allows 5% of UV rays to hit your skin, then what you want to do is create a plan for yourself that involves some sunscreen, moderate sun exposure, and appropriate clothing to cover up with.
Yes.
I mean, let's face it. Nowadays, everybody strips off their clothes when they're near a beach.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't always the case, was it?
No, that's right.
I'm sure advertising, movies, all these things have had something to do with that whole concept. But it's interesting that is the case. We need to get smarter about when to cover up is really what I'm coming to the understanding of.
Yes.
It's when to cover up. And yeah. And those areas of the shoulders, the ears, back of the neck, chest, nose, chin, forehead, cheeks, these are areas whose angle to the sun never really changes.
Mm.
It always pretty much stays the same, even when you're active. So those areas, I was told by a dermatologist that basal and squamous non-melanoma skin cancer in 85% of their patients was seen from the elbow to the tip of the fingers and from the chest to the top of the head.
Mm.
And 5% or so, maybe 10, was seen on the eyelids, believe it or not.
Wow.
So the eyelids, because you're not really supposed to put sunscreen, chemical sunscreen around your eyes, and we all know chemical sunscreen is the most prevalent,
yes,
because it will burn, okay? It's toxic chemicals and all those nasty things, alcohols and parabens and methylparabens and you name it. And the chemical reaction of those sunscreens to allow them to absorb sunlight is a heat reaction. So that heat getting in your eyes, it's pretty bad stuff. But with a natural sunscreen you can put that has no chemicals and strong antioxidants like melanosol, you can put around your eyes easily. I do demos all the time. Matter of fact, if the product gets into your eyes, it's no big deal. The essential oils and other ingredients actually don't harm your eyes at all.
Wow.
But you do get your, you, then if you go out and you kind of fall asleep on the beach and your eyes are closed, the eyelids aren't being exposed, and being unprotected. There's some benefit to looking at natural over chemical for sure. And not every natural sunscreen, by the way, is completely natural. It's very difficult, David, to get the actual ingredient lists. I'm talking about the real ingredient lists of many natural sunscreens.
Yes, that's right.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I've noticed it's very difficult.
It's very difficult. I mean, number one, who do you call? Who do you email? Do they get back to you? Everybody wants to sell sunscreen, but for some reason, nobody wants to tell you what's in it.
Yes,
to me, that's a problem. Because, as you said at the beginning of the show, natural, somewhat natural,
mm-hmm.
natural is a marketing term now, just like organic.
Absolutely, yeah. It's misbanted so much, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely, and it's one of those things that, for us, I saw this as an issue 2 years ago. So, I contacted the Natural Products Association here in the United States, the nonprofit organization. And they have a program called the Green Seal Program, and they started it. And what they're doing is they're going to products. They were from deodorants to skincare, to foods, and the like. And what they're doing is they're, soliciting, they're saying, look, what we'll do is we'll independently, our review board will independently certify your products. Here's what you have to do. We'll sign a non-disclosure agreement, so we will not release your formula to anybody else,
mm-hmm.
which is, and, you know, proprietarily, that can be very important.
Yes.
And then what we'll do is we'll look at every, we'll solicit a certification from every single manufacturer about how that product was picked, processed, before it comes to you, and then how it's put into the formula. And so they guarantee with the Green Seal that every single ingredient that's in your formula is indeed free of chemical contamination, which is really what you're looking for when it comes to your skin. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Wow, this is really good stuff, Michael. We just got to take a short break, and we'll be back in seconds.
Is your grocery store killing you? It is very difficult and confusing today to buy healthy foods, especially when they put all those big chemical names and numbers on the ingredients list. You can now have peace of mind when you shop and protect your family knowing exactly what is good and bad with the Amazing Grocery Guide. Simply go to whathealthfood.com/groceryguide. You'll discover some really surprising results that you never thought was even legal. But there it is in our foods. Download this essential grocery guide today at whathealthfood.com/groceryguide.
Welcome back. We're with Michael Russ, the president of PureSunscreen.com.
So I contacted the Natural Products Association here in the United States. So they're the only organization in the entire United States that has the Green Seal program that actually will look at all the ingredients. I've sent many, many sunscreen formulas that I've seen the ingredients of to Peter. And as a genius and formulator of sunscreen, he's called me back and said, Michael, you can't make a sunscreen with these ingredients. Where are the stabilizers, the things that stabilize the zinc oxide or the titanium dioxide in the formula? What are the preservatives they're using?
Yes.
Now, there are natural preservatives, but I don't see them here.
Mm.
What are they preserving this formula with? What are they binding it together with? What are they emulsifying the formula with? How are they keeping the ingredients together?
Mm.
So all of these things are not necessarily disclosed. We disclose all of ours. This guy is a genius. And it's the reason why I'm still here 6 years later. And having a lot of fun helping people understand sun care and sunscreen and basically cosmetics, in cosmetics, all of that better.
Mm.
Because that's what you need. You need the ability to, you need to have somebody out there at the forefront, and you all are doing a phenomenal job, I got to tell you. Based on what you told me that you're into and what you're doing, I applaud you. I really do. I think it's something that we try to do on our radio show at KSGO in San Jose. It's something that needs a national platform, a bigger platform in every country. And I applaud you for taking the steps that you're taking and to help educate people. That's really what it takes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you can educate people and be happy to align yourself with companies or with some sort of product that you did find that is suitable and is indeed natural, and everything's out on the table and in the open, and you're not afraid to talk about it, then everyone can sleep better. I suppose it really comes back down to the marketing dollar then in the end, that a lot of the big companies who push their own sunscreens and other products around, their marketing budget really, really does overshadow the truth. And that's the shame in it.
It's true. It's
Yeah.
true.
Now, with sun care, we certainly have some basic rules in our household and those who I talk to as well. And that is that if you're going to go out into the sun, there should be some rules of engagement, I should say. And that is that if you don't need to be out in the sun between the hours of, let's say, 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, when the sun is the hottest or the most high in the sky, then try and avoid that. If you're going to go into the sun outside of those hours, let's say up to 10 o'clock and after 2 o'clock, well, then we say that there's no need for any sun cream whatsoever anyway. And I certainly don't put sun cream on our kids, which are only 10 and 11 years old. They want to go swimming. I say, yeah, sure, go swimming. At 10 o'clock, you get out of the pool, or you get off the beach or whatever. Now, it's not always possible, but in those instances, we ask them to wear long sleeves during the hottest period of the day or some sort of rashie if they're at the beach. And yet, our friends who get to our pool or down to the beach at 8 o'clock in the morning, they say, come on, kids, we're going to put sun cream straight on you. It's like, whoa. I ask them, why do you do that? You know, you're really protecting it against nothing in the first place. You're really putting toxins on your kids so early, and it's no need for it at all. And I think those basic rules have been such overlooked that if you don't need it, well, don't use it.
That's true. I basically, it's funny because in a conversation with Peter just 3 days ago, we were talking about the conventional wisdom as it relates to when the best time to get vitamin D is. Believe it or not, this is going to not to go against your conventional wisdom and the rules that you have, but it's turning out that you need some unprotected exposure between 10 and 2, because when the sun is high in the sky, that's when the UVB rays are strongest. Now, I should tell you that UVA rays are strongest all day. From the time the sun comes up to the sun time the sun goes down, UVA radiation is 100% intense. UVB rays are only intense, it's like a bell curve, between 10 and 2, 10 and 3. So if what we have to do is we have to discover, and some of this is going to be a shift and change, we have to discover the best way for us to, based on our skin type, because people with darker skin require more time in the sun to get vitamin D than people with fairer skin. We have to discover, okay, what can we do? How can we get that, take advantage of some of that intense UVB light to generate the vitamin D that our bodies need in order to remain healthy without overdoing it?
I think that's the key, without overdoing it. And it's certainly for
It's
our,
a balance.
yeah, absolutely. And for our children, and certainly those around us who we talk about for sun care, we say if you're going to be out in the sun in those hours, don't wear sun cream. That's fine. But, you know, half an hour exposure in the middle of the day is probably going to do you more good than harm anyway. So that's fine.
Correct. Exactly. Well, you have using a lower SPF sunscreen during those times. Like, I'm giving an example. An SPF 10 basically reflects 90% of UVB light. So you do get 10% of the sun, yet you get 90% reflectivity from UVB rays. So it allows you to actually get to modify the amount of UVB light that actually is reaching your skin, so you can stay out for a little longer period of time without experiencing any kind of skin damage. Especially if, like I said, antioxidants. I cannot, implore, insist, as I should say, how very, very important the antioxidant combination is, because most, actually, all the sunscreens that I find simply pay lip service to antioxidants. Lip service. They put a little bit of C they put a little bit of green tea and some vitamin E that really are not potent enough, powerful enough to help your body fight the growing free radicals. And if and down in Australia, where you are, free radicals evidently, because of the more the intensity, the closer you come to the equator, the more intense the UVB light. And the difference, it's different. The UV light that you're getting down there, UVA and B, is different in intensity and form than what I'm getting where I live.
Mm.
So if I were to come visit you, my body would not be acclimated to your environment, and I would have to augment my sun care routine until I acclimated to your environment.
Yes, that makes sense.
That would be what I have to do.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to the Dominican Republic in the Caribbean on Monday of next week.
Right.
So I'm going to, I have a plan, and that's what everybody should have, is a plan. When they're actually going to the beach for the first time after winter, if they're going from an area where those rays are less intense to an area where they're completely different and more intense than what they're used to, you have to have a plan for the first 3 days.
Yes, I agree.
we
see that a lot, where a lot of people from England come across and they go, oh, the beach, and they strip off and go to the beach, and with half an hour they're as red as a lobster.
Exactly. Because, number one, they went at the wrong time. They didn't respect the fact that their body's melanin, even if they can tan, even if the melanin production in their body is possible. I mean, you know, if you're Italian living in with Mediterranean skin living in London,
yeah,
your body is not, you know, acclimated as it would be if you were in the Mediterranean. So if you go all the way to Australia and you're Italian, you might say to yourself, I tan on a dime. I don't burn. I'm Italian. I have Mediterranean skin.
Yeah.
I go, great, that's fantastic. Try to pull off that number down in Australia, okay, or down in the Caribbean, or closer to the equator in the tropics.
Yes,
it's just not going to happen. Your body is, your melanin is hibernated. It takes time for it to come to the surface of your skin and protect your skin cells, and you have to allow that time to occur.
Mm-hmm.
And that means less sun exposure with a higher SPF sunscreen the first day or so, and the second day, and the third day, and then kind of base it on common sense and what you see, what your awareness is of your own body.
Yes.
That's really, you know, and then you can, once you're acclimated, maybe you can be a little bit, you know, a little freer, but that's really the biggest problem. I'm going to see it next week with a lot of people.
Yep.
I mean, that's just natural. That's just standard. But those are the things I love to talk about, because you know what? Those conversations aren't had. Nobody has those conversations. Who talks about them?
It is good that you're actually probing these things and making people aware then.
Yeah.
One other thing I've got with sun care and sunburn, and certainly for melanoma in that, there is a belief that I have based on some other experts around in the natural fields, and I don't know if you've heard of the man named Don Tolman at all.
Don Tolman. No, I haven't. Peter probably has, but I have not.
Yeah,
his area of expertise, what do you think?
Well, he's from Texas, I believe. He's a naturalist in terms of doesn't push any chemicals and that sort of thing, and shows you that eating a natural diet and living by the principles of health, you can avoid a lot of ailments and sicknesses. Now, his thoughts, which I resound very clearly for sun care and certainly for melanoma, is the fact that the sun doesn't actually give you the melanoma. It's actually the chemicals in your body from your diet, from your toxicity levels, which actually come to the surface, lay just under your dermatitis layer, and then the sun will burn those chemicals in your body and turn those toxic. And it seems to be a misconception that the sun will give you damage when actually it's burning the chemicals within your body. Can you comment on that?
That's a great theory. And because the British study showed that really melanoma is a migration.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that occurs in that particular spot. It's something that manifests somewhere else and then shows up on your skin, which is why melanoma really, in many cases, occurs in areas that have never seen sun, right?
Yeah.
Now, why would that be the case? Wow. I don't know. Maybe because the UVB light is reaching those areas that are seeing the sun, and melanoma is showing up with the areas that have never seen any UVB light.
Yes.
I don't know. But I think that he's on to something. The studies that I've read pretty much correlate with what he's saying, that UVB light is actually good, that your immune system, a compromised immune system, we all know, is ripe for cancer. Now, we have to understand, too, that sugar is a cancer feeds on sugar.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Suzanne Landry, head chef for the Issel Institute in Santa Barbara, California, who this is an institute that Mr. Issel from Germany came over and set up. It's a phenomenal place, and they're into natural health and healing. Mm-hmm. And they get a lot of cancer patients, stage 2, 3, and 4. And she said the first thing we do is drop the sugar from their diet because we don't want to feed this cancer any longer.
Yes.
And the problem in all the countries of the world where processed food is prevalent is sugar. Processed sugar, fake sugars, it doesn't matter. So we have to, soft drinks, oh my gosh, fake sugar, aspartame, sucralose, and then regular sugars, cane sugar, it doesn't matter. Sugar is for the human body, is you know, it's out of whack in
yes.
terms of being in a lot of products.
Yep.
So I believe that this gentleman is right spot on with diet, proper diet, balanced diet, a diet that is low in sugars and low in fast-burning carbs, one that is, like I said, well-balanced. And, you know, that, I think you're on the right track there. I mean, I think you can prevent a lot of disease. And also, your function of getting your proper amount of vitamin D through exposure to sunlight and having your vitamin D levels checked so you can know where your vitamin D is, I think he's honestly right on the right path. And he's probably somebody at this particular point, he's a low voice in the crowd. I mean, he's just one, like a grain of speck of sand on a beach.
Yes, that's unfortunately true.
We all are.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are, I am, we're all a speck of sand on the beach. And this is we need to become a greater part of that sand.
Mm.
And when we do that, we're going to get a lot of people thinking and starting making different decisions, and then the industry will respond accordingly. When we get smart, they'll stop playing games.
Yes.
You agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I like this guy. I think he's doing the right thing. I think more people need to listen to something like that.
Yeah, well,
diet.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
It seems to...
Your immune system strong.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, I'll just throw a little remedy in here too. I just thought of it that if we actually get sunburn here in Australia, one of the remedies we use afterwards is just to go break off a leaf of the plant aloe vera and rub the gel onto our skin at night time before we go to sleep. And by the morning, a lot of the redness and a lot of the inflammation has gone away.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Do you think,
I agree with that.
Do you think that is probably because of the antioxidants in there or...?
Yeah, I think aloe vera is really big from that standpoint, yes, from antioxidants, anti-inflammatory ingredients. Aloe vera is anti-inflammatory.
Mm.
So, obviously the sunburn is caused by free radicals that have run amok that your body can no longer handle.
Yeah.
And they're stressing your skin cells, which is why we call it oxidative stress. And you now need to alleviate in order to bring your inflammation down, your tenderness and pain, make that go away. You need to alleviate or eliminate the free radicals that are causing the damage. And when you do that, aloe vera evidently is very potent. Now, we make a sunburn gel that is potent in aloe vera, but it has many, many, many other components to it which are anti-inflammatory, like calendula, chamomile. These are anti-inflammatory ingredients that have been used for hundreds and thousands of years.
Yes.
Plant-wise. And now, also, green tea. And vitamin E and date fruit extract, which are the three main antioxidant components in melonsol, happen to immediately start to eradicate. So whether I've got a sunburn release gel or not, if I have just simply the moisturizer and I start applying it right away, it starts to alleviate, round up and alleviate the free radicals. The sooner you can do that, the better.
Yes.
It also helps you prevent the dead skin because most people think that, you know, using something chemical like lidocaine, topical analgesic will do the trick. It's not. It's just masking the pain so you don't think that you have a problem. It's not getting to the heart of it. So a few days later, you're peeling like crazy, and if you go out the next day and the next day and the next day, it'll turn to blistering because you haven't arrested the original damage and you keep now compounding it.
Yes.
So aloe vera is fantastic. I like to go beyond that you need moisture, hydration, conditioning and there are other ingredients out there in nature that help also to the skin help the skin repair and rejuvenate. I think we've got it. I've tested it, and I'll be taking it to the Dominican Republic to help some people out the first day, first and second day sun worshipers that come down from the north, getting some testimonials from the two, because the stuff works almost immediately. You can feel a cool down, which you can do with aloe vera, but I believe everybody should have an aloe vera plant around, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason not to, right?
Oh, it's absolutely.
Basic first aid.
Yeah, it is basic first aid. You can use it for a lot of ailments, which is great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of topical irritations, yes.
Yes. Mate, I really appreciate you being on the call and talking about sun care in particular, but can we talk a little bit more about Melonsol, that it's available for most people? Can I ask, is it available for international?
Yeah, we ship to Australia. I've shipped to Australia for the last 6 years. It's a little more, you know, it's the question always is how to get it there, and it costs a little bit more, but we recently reduced our prices. We reduced our prices because we decided to change our business model to mostly online marketing, and when you do that, you're not trying to wholesale it to somebody else who's trying to mark it up to sell it to you.
Yes.
So I took that margin out, and we made it the most affordable, natural, certified natural sun care available. So I think that's going to go a long way in mitigating the shipping costs.
Yes.
Now, I can tell you this. Any of your listeners that would like to try a sample of our product, the samples, we don't make commercial samples. What I can do is put a sample of our sunscreen in a couple of containers. I'll give you a couple samples of the sunscreen, and I can send them to Australia. If I keep the package light, I'm not killed on shipping costs. It costs about $16.50. $13.50 and $16.50 to ship products to Australia. Our new product packaging is lighter, so we're actually saving. We're able to reduce our shipping costs as well.
Yes.
But if they go to puresunscreen.com, they can see the products. And if they email me, if they go to to info@puresunscreen.com, I'd be happy to work out the shipping costs if they, the exact shipping costs, if they give their address.
Oh, right. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to do that. I really want to do more business with Australia because I believe there's no product like Melonsol. There's no antioxidant component like the technology Peter invented in a sun care product. It's backed up by science. The science was based on green tea, believe it or not.
Wow.
And we've got something much more powerful than green tea.
Yes, yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's for our Australian listeners, and certainly down here in the southern parts. Those would also apply to people in England, our listeners in England as well.
I ship to England all the time. Matter of fact, I just shipped some samples off, and we have buyers out of England sometimes it can take 4 weeks to get to you. It depends on customs. Customs is, you know, kind of strange.
They'll
let it through in 2 weeks, and sometimes it'll be four.
Yeah.
But if they're patient and they order in advance of a vacation or whatever. Now, please understand one thing. We're talking about England. England is much higher on the, in terms of longitude. It's much higher. It's much farther away from the equator.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we have to understand is that I was talking about this with Peter. You get so few days of sun. I don't think wearing sunscreen in the UK is the answer.
Right.
I don't think sunscreen is really necessary. What's necessary is an antioxidant component, a conditioning and nourishing component. You need to feed your skin. Most people only put chemicals on their skin anyway, from soaps to, like I said, shaving lotions and creams, makeup. For women, it's crazy. Facial moisturizer, it's all chemicals and it all just dries your skin out. And sooner or later, your skin is going to start rebelling against it. But you're not doing anything about aging damage, which occurs from UVA light and UVB in small doses.
Mm-hmm.
So over time. So I don't believe that sunscreen is necessary in the UK, but if you're going to a southern climate, they're going to go to Australia where you are hanging out. They're going to need, again, something for the first couple of 2, 3, 4 days to allow their skin to acclimate.
Yes.
Very important.
Well, that is really good news. Thank you so much. You've got a wealth of knowledge there. It really, really does open one's eyes. It's quite good. So they can go to puresunscreen.com. There's frequently asked questions, products, press, retails, and blog information, health resources.
They can go to, I answer questions on our Facebook page every Monday.
Right.
I'll answer them anytime. But on our Facebook page, Metal and Soul Natural Skincare, if they look it up, they'll find our Facebook page, which they can get to from puresunscreen.com in the top right corner.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our Facebook page, put a question in. I'll be happy to answer it. It gets answered within, 24 hours, basically.
Well, that's great.
If I make it aware, unless I'm out of the, well, even if I'm out of the country,
mm-hmm.
I check email. So if they have a question, I don't want anybody to wanting for information. I think this is really what drives me. Because there's so much misinformation about sun care, I'd rather answer the question, even if I have to answer the same question 10 times. But it's important to get to be smarter about your skin and about what you're putting on your skin. And if I can help, I'm there.
Fantastic. That is really good news for our listeners and for ourselves as well. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Sun Care yourself. Michael Russ, I really appreciate your time today. It has been a fantastic interview. Is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with as a departing word?
Again, just common sense. Just think of the relationship with the sun as probably, it's free. The relationship with your sun with the sun is free. You don't have to buy supplements. You don't have to go buy clothing. Clothing to kind of avoid it. But I mean, the relationship in terms of it's the greatest resource for health, that the immune system health that we have on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't cost us a dime. All we have to do is use it in a smart and commonsensical way. And then and get your vitamin D levels checked so you have a basis for what exactly you need to do. I don't think anybody should just go into the sun thinking they're doing themselves a favor without understanding what that resource, how that resource can best be used to their advantage. Get the vitamin D levels checked at D3 levels and know what your number is. Not your SPF number, but your vitamin D number, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. And to have some sort of plan, as you mentioned before.
Exactly.
That is fantastic. It really is great advice. So for anyone out there who is a little bit confused about the sun, by all means, send Michael a message, as mentioned before, on Facebook or an email at info@puresunscreen.com. It is fantastic news. Thank you so much for joining us, and I really appreciate your time. And until next time, bye-bye for now.